the government in 2015. Building a stronger Jamaica, improving people's lives.
In 2015, the government achieved several notable milestones in the field of sports. We examine several of the top stories in today's program. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. As part of efforts to see the continued welfare and development of Jamaica's athletes, the government implemented the Jamaican Athletes Insurance Plan. The plan provides group health as well as life and personal accident insurance for more than 1,000 athletes across all sporting disciplines. It will also cover health screening as well as preventative and remedial health care for beneficiaries.
Guardian Life will provide group health, while Allied will provide group life and personal accident coverage. The insurance plan has received funding support from the Sports Development Foundation, the Tourism Enhancement Fund, the National Health Fund, and the Culture, Health, Arts, Sports, and Education Chase Fund.
Information Minister Senator Sandrea Faulkner. She adds that all national sporting associations and federations have pledged to support the insurance plan by contributing 5% of the cost for their participating member athletes. Considerable focus was placed on upgrading sporting facilities this year, most notably the refurbished running track at the G.C. Foster College of Physical Education and Sports was officially opened in November. The facility was upgraded into a world-class synthetic track following several months of renovation works by German manufacturer BSW Regupol at a cost of $171 million. Funding was provided by the Sports Development Foundation. The new track now boasts global certification from the International Association of Athletics Federations, IAAF, certifying it to host IAAF-sanctioned international track and field meets.
With the provision of this new track, we can move full speed ahead to continue honing the many athletes we have in our GC Foster family. We have started the process of developing a field events area, which will further facilitate national development in this area.
Principal of GC Foster College, Dr. Joyce Graham Royal. Additionally, the stands at the Layla Robinson Netball Courts at the National Arena were expanded and improved to provide more comfortable seating for spectators. The work, undertaken by the Sports Development Foundation at a cost of $13 million, is part of a $36 million project to upgrade the overall facility located at Independence Park Complex. In September, Sports Minister Natalie Nita Headley announced plans to honor track and field phenom Usain Bolt. A sports academy is to be constructed at the Trelawney Multipurpose Stadium and named in Bolt's honor.
I think many people across the world, including sportsmen and women, would want to be a part and be associated with that stadium. More so, it is named the Usain Bolt Sports Academy. We would want to see people coming there to train and to be a part of a package and a tourism product, which I think would be second to none.
Considerable gains were also made on the anti-doping front, with the Jamaica Anti-Doping Commission, JADCO, receiving commendations from the Canadian Center for Ethics in Sports, CCES. Manager of Anti-Doping Initiatives at the CCES, Karine Henry, says JADCO has made great strides in the areas of testing and doping awareness since its establishment in 2008.
They have achieved a lot in a very short period of time. They are hard at work for your sport and for your athletes. We've certainly learned a lot as well in the process, where we can also help improve our initiatives and our programs back in Canada.
The CCES is the National Anti-Doping Organization for Canada and has been in operation for over 20 years. The government continues to use sports to build a stronger Jamaica and improve people's lives and pledges to do even more in this regard in 2016 and beyond.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.